Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Oh, man, it's October.
How? Literally how?
Look at me in my sweater.
I'm in a full denim outfit thinking it's like negative 40 degrees outside.
Our quote of the day, those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly. That is from a little known man, JFK.
What? JFK.
Those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly. This is so true. We're all just so terrified.
Yeah, truly.
That's why I love the other quote. I think it's by George Adair. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. I love that. I have it on my quote wall upstairs.
So true. Fear runs freaking all of our rides.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough though.
Oh yeah.
How do we get over it? I don't know, Maria.
Well, we get over it with the show. You know, it's funny. I was doing an interview yesterday for a magazine and I was talking about the show and how much it helps me. And I really realized like how much this show has helped me, right? Like sometimes I focus on all of the incoming messages from all of you who are saying it's, you know, helping you. But then as I was focusing on, wow, what a great rudder this is for us every single day to stay on the path of betterment, to stay on the path of learning and growing and getting better. It's super cool.
It's super cool. I mean, I talk about it all the time. All the time. It's almost like you don't really realize it, right? Until you're talking about it. You're like, oh, I learned that from, oh.
Yeah, or I got better because this.
Right,
Yeah. It's really incredible. Like, I just, the more I was talking yesterday in this interview, the more I was realizing, like, whoa, how different my life would be without this show. So that's why I always say, like, it's for all of us. It's not just for you guys. It's for me too.
Oh yeah.
Which is super cool. So,
but I think that's why it is so impactful because you are so invested because you really want to learn and get better and be on the journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you aren't just doing it for everyone else. You are seriously like, what can I get from these people so that I can help you guys, but also help me?
Yeah.
Like and I think that's the authenticity that we feel as listeners.
Yeah. I think it's like, it was funny because she said, well, was it just because of what happened to you and your mom? And I'm like, well, I was always on a self-help journey. Like it made me remember that chicken soup for the soul was like my everything back then. Right.
Yeah.
Because I think we all want to know how to do things better. You know, my books have always been about sharing what's helping me do things better. And then you keep evolving from there. So I don't know. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool to sit back and think about it in that way. And from that perspective of how much it's helped me and how every season's different, right? Like, it's not like I have a million self-care things I do a day. every season's different. Like sometimes I'll use the Soul Sync meditation and that's really great for me. Right now it's Yoga Nidra and I'm like obsessed. I am obsessed with Yoga Nidra, guys. It literally is like Xanax for your body, right? I mean, it's for your mind too, but I don't know. Pooja's been doing it. I want to hear how much it's been helping you and what you feel like. Cause you're 21. I'm 43 getting to Yoga Nidra. Like think of how ahead you guys are. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I do it every single night before bed, like without fail. Last week I was like, I just want to try this. Like, why not? I was already doing some of their advice, like sleeping a little earlier, not watching TV before bed. And I was like, let me try Yoga Nidra. Their other stuff has been working. And I told Kelsey the day after I did it, I'm like, you have to do it. I'm telling you, everyone, like I'm 21. Like, I feel like my body's pretty good. It's not like there's something that needs fixing right now. And I'm obsessed. Like my body started like twitching and spazzing. And I was like, what is that? And Kelsey's like, it's all this excess energy that you don't need, like leaving your body. And I was like, why do I feel so good? Like the next morning, like so refreshed. And I am telling you, you have to do it. Like, wow. I'll be your spokesperson. I will swear by it.
Did the twitching end at some point?
Yeah, it wasn't like it was continuous. It was just like moments.
So what
like
do you feel? Spaz. What do you feel when you do it now that you've been doing it for a bit?
The twitching happens less, like if at all.
Okay.
Which is good. But it's like you said, it's like your body, I've never felt so at rest. Like, I don't think I've gotten a sleep as good as that. Like you really, like you sink into your bed or your mat or whatever you're doing it on. I'm sure you experience this too. And it's like, your mind goes blank. Like if you're like me, there's like 1,000 things going in your head, like at all times. And it forces you to like, listen to their voice, to turn off all those thoughts and to just be with your body, which I don't think any of us really make time for, mm-hmm. especially nowadays. So this, and it guides you. It's not like you're sitting there with just music on. Like they tell you now, like pay attention to like your right finger, like feel the weight and like feel the weight of like your shoulder. And so it goes through each part of your body. It's not like you're sitting there listening to calming music. Like it guides you towards doing it.
And Pooja, which one? Because I know you guys use different ones, right?
Which one do you use, Pooja? Yeah.
I just search on YouTube Yoga Nidra guided meditation and it's the first one that pops up for me.
Got it. I couldn't find Yogini Jima's at first.
I found it.
I found mine now. It was in my voice recordings. I saved it there. But I was just using the first one when I YouTubed Yoga Nidra. And it's just incredible. So Pooja, back to you. Mm-hmm. Since the coffee incident, what has changed? So for anyone who's just joining, there was a day where Pooja walked in with 3 coffees in a you know, cup holder thing, container. I saw her from my window and was like, ooh, somebody got coffee. Yay. And then come to find out they were all for Pooja for the morning, the afternoon, the evening. And this is like a normal thing. So we healthily and lovingly shamed her.
And that roasted just a little bit.
Just a little bit to, you know, we just sounded the alarm that should not be necessary to get through the day. And she, you know, told us how she was going to bed very late and she didn't know how to go to bed earlier. And, you know, she wasn't, you know, eating as well. And so from that moment to now, what has changed? I'm curious. And now, if nothing's changed, that's fine. But I'm just curious.
Yeah, no. So I tell Kelsey every day, I'm like, now I'll have like my eggs and bagel for breakfast.
She always reports in.
Okay.
I used to always skip breakfast. I was like, I'm not hungry. What's the point? I'm like, no, there's a reason. Everyone says it's the most important meal of the day. So if you're not hungry or don't think you're hungry, like
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years, and having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Just do it. And it's made me so much more energized.
Well, because you would just put straight coffee in your stomach.
Right. Which obviously isn't good for your stomach in general, but let alone when there's no food in it and it's like a double shot. So it's helped with my stomach, which is great. And I've stopped watching Law and Order SVU before bed, which is probably why I'm not having the best sleep, or wasn't having the best sleep. That was like my nighttime show. Cause I'm obsessed with it. I just love true crime, but probably not the best thing to watch going to bed. And it's like in your dreams and like in your thoughts. So I've stopped watching TV like an hour before bed. I know. Crazy. I know. It's wild, guys. Which has been really, I'm still on my phone. So I'm still like scrolling through Instagram and TikTok, but I think that's like a little bit lighter, more, it's better than like straight up true crime. So I've stopped doing that and I've started going to bed before midnight, always before midnight.
Which before it was what?
It was like 12:30, sometimes one. So I've been making the changes and they've been helping.
Wow. So. Okay. And then how does your day feel now compared to before?
I just feel like I have more energy throughout the day. Like I can definitely go later and like into the night and not be so tired. I feel like if I used to go home and be way more worn down and sleepy and just ready to jump into bed, but now I'm like unable to do my yoga nidra or like whatever I need to do for the next day
So when do you do your yoga nidra? Is it the last thing you do or the like?
It's the last thing I do before I go to sleep.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Wow. Okay. So unknowingly, we just got there. So I was sharing how the show has helped me. The fact that we've already had impact on Pooja really excites me. So now that begs the question, anyone who's listening or watching, I want to know how the show has helped you. Keep on track, get better, make adjustments, make changes. So what's the best way for them to reach us, Kelsey?
Oh, you guys can keep leaving those comments on Apple Podcasts.
Okay. And we'll shout them out.
Yeah. Perfect.
How about that? We'll do like a whole thing where we shout out everybody's like how the show has helped them.
And if you guys don't know how to leave a comment, because I know it can be challenging, Pooja was like, I don't get why this is hard. And then we had to go through a couple steps yesterday. It was actually kind of hard. So if you
is it really?
It's not like obvious where to leave the review. So if you guys don't know where or don't know how, you can always DM me, DM Better Together, and I can send you like a little screen recording and help you.
Okay.
Also, yes, if you're on the Instagram and you see a review and all the captions with the reviews, it has little instructions that guide you towards it.
Breaks it down.
Towards writing in a review.
Got it.
So you can also go there.
Please, please, please. I want to kind of know. It just gets me so excited. Like the fact that you are now not watching something scary and intense at night is a huge step. How many coffees a day now are we at? Is that too personal?
I mean, I haven't had one today, and we got one yesterday, and the day before I didn't have one. So it's been like none or one. I know.
What? We went from three to none or one?
Crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Yeah.
Guys.
Kelsey can vouch for me.
Do you know that ever since I started doing yoga nidra, I've been needing coffee less too, which is funny. Yeah.
Maybe because you're sleeping deeper.
I really think it's making an impact because I'm making the connection now with you. Sometimes I'm like, it's noon and I still didn't need a coffee, but I was at a place where I was like, sometimes in the afternoon I needed the next hit to keep going.
All right. You guys sold me.
Wow. Guys.
You know what I've been doing? That this is another great resource for you guys. I've been listening to Brian's 5-minute little meditations that they're in the links of his shows, Brian Mahan. And if you guys want those, I can resend you them. But it's a quick 5-minute meditation and he kind of like walks you through the senses.
Oh, so, the 5 senses thing he does.
So
that's what
I have been doing before bed. And I
will you link to that in the summary of this episode for anybody who doesn't remember or didn't get to hear the Brian Mahan
Absolutely.
Episode? Damn, guys, Pooja, I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited for me too. Thank you.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Have you told your really mom?
Oh my God. Yeah. She's so happy. Wow. Both my parents. They're like, wow, this is awesome. I'm like, I know. Wow. They're like, if you only listen to us, like, because we know some things. And I'm like,
Mom, Dad, listen to the show.
True.
Yeah, listen to the show.
Very cool. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's so exciting. I love that. I love that a lot. Yeah, yoga nidra, guys. I can't say it enough. I just, my whole body. You know what I wish, actually? I wish that after yoga nidra is done, the music just continued for hours so you could stay in that state.
Yep.
I think that's the next step. And we should ask Yogini if she would do that for us.
I fully agree because the one night I did it, I was on YouTube and then it went to the next video. So it like jarred me and then I had to get up and turn it off. And I was like, son of a bee.
Yeah. So. I want to stay in that vibe, and sleep to it.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be helpful.
Patreon plug, everyone, join us on Patreon because, Yogi Jema is going to do this month a heal event. Yeah. It was like, I forgot the word, a heal event for, exactly what we're talking about.
So if you haven't already joined Patreon, Patreon is our exclusive membership. We do ad free shows every day there. You get an extra show a week. And then also at the $10 tier, you get these heal events once a month. So Yogini Jema, who is a dear friend, is going to lead us through a yoga nidra session. So you can experience it with us together. And so every month we do a different one. We did like a trauma one last month. We did a great one with Jay Ray for a psychic one. And she did readings for people. It was like so cool. And so much more. So the heal events are just game changing because you get this kind of one-on-one experience. We're all in this intimate little Zoom bubble together, all talking and interacting with each other. And some of these practitioners don't even take clients on anymore. So you get this exclusive access to them. And so I love Patreon. And by the way, if you're on YouTube right now, don't forget to click subscribe, turn on the notifications and join us every day. A lot of you guys dip your toe in and forget. So, you know, let us be kind of the ones to keep you accountable on your health journey. As I was saying yesterday, our health is our wealth. And I don't know how else to make it a focus other than to be talking about it every day and realizing that, COVID happened and the entire world shut down because of what, everybody? Because of health. And without our health, things can't go round. So let's start putting a little bit more emphasis on our health, and that's mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And that's what we do here every single day. By the way, financial health is important too.
Yeah.
So we talk financial stuff, we talk everything, but the biggest kind of passion point, obviously, for me, having gone through what we've gone through in the last 5 years and seeing how precious life is about our health and making better choices, not overwhelming, but better choices every day. And so, as I was saying to the interviewer yesterday, I go, you know, first thing, like one of the things we heard at some point was when you go food shopping, stay in the perimeter. Don't go on the inside and you'll be okay. Right?
Wait, what does that mean?
So they always say the devil's in the middle, right? Where all the processed foods are. On the outside perimeter, you've never heard this?
Never heard this.
The perimeter is where the fruits and vegetables are. And all like the healthier stuff,
yeah,
right?
All the fun stuff's in the middle. You're right.
All the shit is in the middle.
Damn.
Death.
Okay.
Death by cookie, death by chip, death by bread, like whatever it is, right?
I love my chips though.
So I was like, with our show, we go next level. So Dr. Mark Hyman's on and he goes, every time you walk into the supermarket, think of it like a pharmacy. What can I buy to make me healthier and to be better? Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, that's like next level. So we go next level here.
Next level. We level up.
We level up, exactly. Couple things. If you guys have been following along, we've been working really hard on our rebrand. And I'm definitely curious to hear if you guys are liking these kind of series we're doing, where each week we're really focusing on a subject rather than bouncing from subject to subject and making us human ping pongs where we're like, oh my God, today we're talking about this deep subject and then tomorrow is another deep subject. And so that's been part of like us rolling out the new kind of format for this show. Also makes it a lot simpler on us too. And then we're getting ready to launch our website, which will be kind of like a home base for everybody, where we'll have blogs about, you know, health and wellness and spirituality and mental health and lifestyle too. So a lot of the stuff that is a little more challenging to cover on the air here, skin, beauty, all of that, that will be in there too as well, because I can't delete that part of me. I'm still a girl and I still love all that stuff.
No, we don't want you to.
And we've been working really hard. Kelsey's been working really hard on our Pinterest board. So you can follow me there at the Maria Menounos. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. And yes, what we're doing there is we're curating really powerful, amazing quotes from our guests, from just in general. And then also we're putting up like all of our fashion on there. So if you're curious about fashion stuff and you need inspo, that'll be on there, and so much more. And also on the fashion end, actually, we just started working with a company called Split. So here's the deal. I, for years, have posted about my fashion. Well, now in this like influencer world, there are these things where you can make a commission off the things that you're promoting, right? But what's cool about Split is, and this is why we did this, you split the commission. So now me joining Split makes you be able to buy my outfit and get a commission back. So you get savings. You might get 10% off whatever the shirt is that you loved.
Or cash back.
They call it cash back.
Cash back.
Okay, so yeah. Cash back. So pretty cool. If you go into my Instagram highlights, you'll see outfits and they'll have links. So if there are things that you like, you can go in there and you can actually get cash back when you buy it.
Like, how cool.
I thought that was awesome.
My literal dream. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll keep shopping.
Yeah, because like Kelsey wants to buy a lot of things that I'm wearing or something, she's like, I can actually get cash back now.
Truly. No, I think it's so awesome.
Yeah, I really like it. So we're working on that stuff, and we've been taking a lot of classes. So we took Jenna Kutcher, who I've been listening to and have loved and now have become friends with. She is such a like marketing maven and such a successful young woman. And she has a great podcast and a great website. So we have taken her mailing list class. So if you own your own business, right, and you want to level up, Jenna Kutcher is an amazing person to follow and study from. So I didn't know what the heck mailing lists were really for, other than when I would put out my newsletter and I was giving you guys, you know, all this kind of info and sharing tips. I would think of them as like mini every girl's guides, where I would like share like the newest things that I found, and we'll still be doing that. But there's so much more to mailing lists and how it can be beneficial to your business. So we took her mailing list course. Then we took her Pinterest lab. Had no idea that Pinterest was not a social platform. It really is a search engine, right? Like a Google. So that is super beneficial to your business as well, because you could be bringing business in. And it's actually, I think she said, the number one way to get new business and new customers. So by the way, if you're an entrepreneur and you're building your business, you really should take this class, because she goes step by step and really teaches you how to harness the power of Pinterest. So for us, we're trying to build this show. We're trying to get it into as many people's iPhones as possible, so that we can keep spreading this message and serving people and helping people to take control of their health, be better health advocates for themselves and their families, and live better lives all around. And so we're going to be using Pinterest to find people who vibrate with us, who are interested in this content, and bring them on over. So, if that's something you guys are interested in, I mean, they're amazing. And then I took a blogger class, because I'm like, I've never blogged before. First of all of these things were like not possible when I worked in entertainment news. They were like very, you know, strict about what you could do and what you couldn't do. So it's like a whole new world for me, and I love learning. So I'm taking all these classes, and now I'm taking Marie Forleo's B School, which is amazing, and her Time Genius class, because I love productivity and time management. So I've been like a little schoolgirl. You guys have been schoolgirls too, but
schoolgirls. I love deep. School though. I'm the same way. Like I love learning. I love classes. So it's fun for me.
Yeah.
Like I always liked school. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
I hated school.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think it was because of the learning part, because I love learning.
Yeah. Maybe you weren't learning what you wanted to learn.
I think it was because I was being tortured.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was terrified.
Well, yeah. No, I definitely think that those two things would make you not like school. Yeah.
I used to be like, I love school, because I was supposed to love school. And I'm like, hey, to get me out of here. Everyone's mean.
Yeah.
I do. I like these online classes. I think the introduction to it was like, oh, I can do this while I'm sitting on my recliner. This is awesome. I love this kind of school. I don't have to like race, you know, across campus and sweat and stress and be late and have a lot of people around. I can sit here and, you know, eat my dinner.
Comfort of my home.
In the comfort of my home.
With my dog on my lap.
Yeah. So I guess one of the things that I would love to share with you guys is, you know, as we were kind of rebranding and figuring all this out, like I was a little terrified that I had no idea what I was doing. In terms of like this kind of new area, we want to take this all in. And classes exist for everything you want to do. So if you want to do something and you're like, I have no idea where to start, I have no idea how to do this, this seems so insurmountable, I can't do it, just take a class. Find the class online, take it, and you will go from thinking it was impossible to realizing, oh, I think I could do this. Because my motto was always, if someone else can do it, I can do it. And I remember even being with Lisa Bilio at her house, Lisa Bilio from Impact Theory, who has a great podcast as well, Women of Impact. And I'm, you know, obviously very emotional about my mom. And I was just like, and all of this is just so overwhelming to figure out, and mailing lists, and how do you do all this stuff? And then of course the next day something pops up and I go down the rabbit hole and I get onto another class and I'm like, oh, I can do this. This is simple. But it's all complicated until you unlock it, until someone unlocks it for you, like by sharing information like we're sharing right now. Maybe you weren't thinking about Pinterest or any of this stuff. Or you just search, like, how do I build my own online business? How do I build this? How do I create a course? All of these things are possible. And that's why there's so many great online educators like a Jenna Kutcher, like a Marie Forleo, that you can follow and study from. And by the way, well worth everything that they ask for, because they do not glaze over any detail. And Jenna still even provides support, which has been really cool. Because at the end, she's like, and if you guys have any questions and you need help, just reach out to my team. And I'm like, who does that? Most people would just like sell the course and be done.
I'm like, I will be doing that. Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've been kind of doing here, which has been really cool. And yeah, I think, you know, the more you know, the better you are, and the more confident you get in whatever endeavor it is. So we're killing it. You guys are killing it.
We killing it. And thanks for being patient with us, you guys. I know a few of you have been like, when's the rebrand happening? Okay, one person. But still.
Kelsey.
I always do this.
Kelsey. Oh, by the way, Pooja, if you don't know this, two people could email Kelsey. She's like, oh my God, we have so many people who love this or whatever it is. And I'm like, Kelsey, show me. And then she'll send me two. And I go, Kelsey, two people is not everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
But I love that now you own it and you understand it.
I do.
She'll
do.
Like, oh my God, we're getting so many more likes on our posts. And I'm like, how many? She's like, three.
Well,
and
like 15.
Oh, okay. Kelsey, like, we kind of want to like raise the bar a little bit more than that. We want to like.
I just get so excited.
I know.
But my one person who messaged, thank
about
you guys.
The rebrand.
Excited about the rebrand. Thank you guys for being patient. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, not going to be like crazy.
No.
It's just like, it's just always leveling up, right?
Yeah. We're starting to like put things out there little by little, but, I think the blog content is going to be really cool for everybody. I think, you know, and we're going to keep adding stuff to it, but yeah, even like there's just so much, but we're trying to do it at a solid pace and really do it well rather right. than just rushing everything. Mm-hmm. So, we very close. Meanwhile, Kevin is still, renovating.
Yeah.
This morning he's like, I had to be up at 5 to finish painting, 'cause they're putting in the floor in the pantry. And, I mean, God bless our old neighbors in Connecticut who we bought the house from. Love Mitch and Norma, but they had multiple floorings in the same areas. Like the pantry had a different tile than the kitchen had a different tile than the hallway right there. Like every multiple different kinds of floors, different.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Colors, wood. And so Kevin's trying to like clean up some stuff. So I was like, hey, I have this job with Sam's Club. I'm coming into New York And I'm really excited because I'm going to come in and see you guys. At first, I was going to surprise you. He goes, yeah, I don't think you want to stay here. And I go, what? And he's like, yeah, no, it's a mess.
Okay, is this not deja vu though, Maria?
I know. What,
he told us to stay in Connecticut.
I know.
And Winnie's about to jump off the chair right here. Sorry, Winchester. But anyways, when you said that, I was like, deja vu.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
So I am going to fly to New York, do my event, which I'm super excited because it's a holiday event. Oh, so I'm like, so yes, fun. It's happening. Hmm. And then I'm going to make some plans. I think we're going to see Marie and Gabby Bernstein and maybe do like a little apple picking, a little like we want to do some fall adventures. And Marie and I really have manifested so much so fast. So from the day my friend Marie came to visit and we hung out, we said, you know, we should like put some like cool girls trips together with like some of our high vibrating, you know, mutual friends. I was like, yeah, that'd be amazing. The next day I was on a flight traveling to Napa to be a part of that trip that I went on not long ago. Then it was another friend was having this dinner to honor Ed Milet, who was the angel behind giving us his plane to get my mom back home safely to Connecticut when she was sick. So we went to Laguna Beach and manifested this whole other like day trip where we, you know, sat poolside at this really cool hotel, got lunch and whatever, and had this nice dinner. And now we were like, we really want a fall trip. And then all of a sudden my agent calls me, hey, Sam's Club wants to do something again this year. And I'm like, yes, let's go to the East Coast for the fall. Something I really wanted to do. So this is now the third trip we manifested in a very short time. I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
And so we're going to do some fall things. And then what I'll do is I'll land in Connecticut, see my dad and Kevin at the end, stay one night, because Kevin said one night will be more than enough in the house. And then I'll fly out of Boston.
Hilarious, Kevin. Yeah.
So someday I'll see my husband.
Yeah.
Someday. But you know what's cool? As sad as I've been in this time, because I'm like, damn, I'm like mourning alone. It really is hard. Because you guys leave and then I just go upstairs and cry. I work and then I cry. So like I'll work and then I'll cry. Or I'll go through videos and pictures. Like last night, I was cleaning up because my phone is like storage is an issue right now. So I was going in my voice memos and I was deleting things that I didn't need. And I came across some of them from my mom. And I'd been looking for the videos after she died. And I thought they were videos, but I forgot they were actually audio voice memos. So I found one from just moments before her brain surgery. And I, for my brother, the person my parents gave birth to outside of me and my dad's sake, I had her send some messages to them. And then the day before we did this like long car ride voice memo where I was like, Mom, pretend I'm not your daughter. I'm a journalist interviewing you. I have to ask you some questions because I need to know how to handle things for you. If things go awry in surgery, if something happens after, like, I mean, I asked her everything. Like I couldn't even believe the levels I went to and the boldness because I was scared. And then at the end, I was like, okay, now I'm your daughter. And I started crying and asking and telling her like how sorry I was for whatever I had to tell her. And she was just so amazing and such a soldier. I was like, are you afraid of anything, Mom? She goes, I'm not afraid of anything, Maria. And she just kept saying, I'm giving you the permission to make make decisions. You make whatever decisions you have to make and just know that it's me making it through you. And she's like, and don't look back. Life goes on. She's like, my mother died and you know, it's sad. She's like, but life goes on. She's like, life will go on for you. And it's crazy to hear it now that she is gone. At that point, we had another almost 5 years. We were not there. And so, yeah, it's just, it's been an interesting time to have total peace and quiet so that I can, you know, process a lot of things and feel a lot of things and see a lot of things more clearly. But on a side note, I know that a lot of people, when they are dealt a devastating diagnosis, are scared to have those conversations. And I give credit to John Edward because he just kept telling me, you have to have conversations. You guys have to have conversations. Please remember to have all the conversations. And on his urging, I really got the courage to do it. And I'm so grateful that I recorded everything that I did because it's helping me so much now, right? I know that I went above and beyond, so I don't have guilt, but it is nice to hear her reaffirm things that, you know, that I did or how I handle things, and to know that I knew I was doing it the way she wanted me, would want me to do. The only thing I didn't do is I did the funeral the way people would want it to be seen. Cause she goes, I goes, Mom, like if something happened and, you know, like funerals and money, don't spend any money. This stupid, they're for everybody's eyes. And she's like, don't waste your money. And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, of course we had to have this like big luncheon and cater at the event and blah, blah, blah. Because that's what people would expect. And if we didn't, my dad would feel shame that we didn't do, you know, what people would expect Maria Menounos would do.
Well, and Kev always has talked about, like on the show and on RGF, that, you know, funerals are for the living. They're not for the dead.
Yeah. My mom always said that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So I highly encourage, and I know this because of the patients that I help through, you know, the initial diagnosis of a brain tumor or whatever, I always tell them record. And this most recently, this husband was really nervous. Like, I don't want her to think that I think she's going to die. And I go, it doesn't have to be couched that way. It could just be like, you know what? I've really taken our time for granted. And I really want to have all of these moments on camera. I want to see us persevere together. I want to see us get past things together. It can be couched in a way where you're not scaring the other person, or like I know with my mom, she's not afraid. So I could go a little deeper than maybe most people could. But I'll tell you, when you're in those moments and you're starting to think of, okay, this is the end, you want those answers and it might be too late. And you're going to have a lot of internal conflict if you didn't ask the questions, or you might. So I think that, you know, there's a way to do it and just film everything. You can sneakily have little audio recordings where you talk to them and they don't know, but you can just have that so that you don't have to feel worried about, okay, we're going to talk about something deep and I don't want her to think. You can just put record on. But I have like these beautiful moments with my mom that I'm just so grateful for.
Wow.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, Maria, or ask you, did you take these off your phone and save them somewhere? Because from experience, I had my phone stolen that had all my videos of my grandma on there, and I don't have them anymore.
They're not in the iCloud?
No.
Why?
It was so long ago. I think I like hadn't backed it up, or I was having storage issues or something like that. So
maybe
I don't know,
my
I
voice recordings,
that.
I will email myself. Will you text me and notify me me to do that?
Because
they're in my voice recordings. The phone, iPhotos and videos I know are in the iCloud, but I should probably even take them from there and save them somewhere.
I think so.
Okay, so remind me. I'm going to do all that. Thank you for the reminder. Crazy stuff.
Oh, I was going to say too, this conversation made me think of, I'm excited for you guys. In a couple of weeks, we have Wayne Dyer's two of his daughters on, Sage and Serena, who wrote a beautiful book. And like part of what we're going to talk about is, you know, the ability, you can either shut down when you lose someone close, or you can use it as, you know, kind of a springboard and a rebirth, and like, you know, how you handle it. And so they really want to talk to you about that. And I think that you're such a role model for like how you have, like, of course you're going to still mourn for forever, but you're still doing things during the day and you're still moving forward, you know? So, and that's kind of like their story as well. So it'll be interesting to hear you guys talk about that. And I'm excited for you all to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to chat with them.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Wayne Dyer is amazing. And if you don't know Wayne Dyer, go on YouTube. Oh my God.
I showed Pooj this morning. I was like, you must start listening.
Yeah. You don't know. You didn't know who he was, huh, P?
No.
Oh my God.
He's everything.
He's incredible. He is incredible. Mm-hmm. So if all of you listening, if any of you haven't heard Wayne Dyer, just go on YouTube. He's just a beautiful thinker, thought leader, speaker, guru, whatever you want to call him. He's just incredible. And so that means his daughters are probably like even more evolved in so many ways, because again, it's like, to me, I think of you and Pooja, you're so young, you're already so in this vortex,
right?
That's going to change the course of your lives in the future. Those girls were born into it. He wasn't necessarily born into it. He grew into it, found it probably. I don't know his full story. The same thing, like it's like they're so ahead in a sense. So I'm excited to chat with them too.
Me too.
So cool. Well, there's a lot of stuff there.
A lot of goodies.
We'll get our rebrand up and done. And we'd love to hear from you guys if any adjustments and changes have occurred. I'm so excited. We should text Yogi Cameron and Yogini Jema, because I'm sure they would love to hear Pooja's update on
they would be pumped
on that episode where we healthily shamed her. But by the way, credit to you, because listen, if you didn't have this every single day, I don't know if the change would have stayed and lasted, but you're around it every day. So this is why your life and your success is really dictated by who you spend your time with. Who you are with is who you will become. And so really choose wisely. And remember, you can choose your family too, right? You don't have to be stuck with your family either if they are toxic. You can separate yourself and create boundaries and find your people and stay in those places where you are growing and healing and getting better, and people who are expecting better things of you or who want more better things for you, right? Like, I was never going to look at you cross or say anything if I saw you have 3 coffees again. We said it once. We told you it's up to you then. But I knew that osmosis would occur. I knew that it's just like, you can't be here and live in kind of like in contrary to what we're doing every
day.
Not
want to get better. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. I don't think I would have done it. I probably wouldn't have done it if I wasn't like in this environment all the time.
So cool.
I wouldn't have even thought about it if I wasn't in this environment. So there's that too.
There's that too. All right, guys. Well, dare to fail miserably so you can achieve greatly.
Yes.
Tell us what's been working for you and what things you've implemented that have helped you on Apple Podcasts, and start filming stuff, even if someone isn't sick. I'm so glad I have videos. I interviewed my parents years ago.
I'm going to do that.
I interviewed them. I asked them about their lives. I asked them about how they got together, because I knew I would forget all the intricacies. And I just put them on camera all throughout the years, and I have everything. So it's never too late to start. and you shouldn't even have to wait until something is going on. We have these incredible devices. I didn't have these early on. And so, I mean, I use like camcorders to interview them in the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
So get to it. You will not regret it. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.